I've been particularly disappointed that Obama seems to have inherited some of the worst tendencies of the Bush administration in that reason. I hand-carried to the White House in 2002 a written offer from North Korea, from Kim Jong-il, to restart talks. And I was in and out of the White House in 20 minutes, and Condoleezza Rice's deputy said, "Oh, no, we won't talk to them. That would be rewarding bad behavior." And we have now something called strategic patience, which is essentially the same thing. We're sort of hoping that North Korea will implode, and they're not going to implode. And the longer we don't talk to them, the stronger their nuclear deterrent becomes. The North Koreans have made it very clear to me that they want to talk to us, but that until we sit down and really talk to them without a lot of preconditions, they're going to continue to strengthen their nuclear deterrent. And so I think the longer we wait to talk, the deeper the pit we're into that we'll have to eventually climb out of.